All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 4. We have made it 4 weeks now, woohoo, of Gene Therapy with Alex and Kyle. And we're just bullshitting again, once again. We're talking about motorcycles in this Tale of the Dragon road that spans of 11 miles in North Carolina. Looks pretty intense. It's 318 corners, it says.
I mean, this is a Red Bull video even. So that's how you know it's serious.
Yeah.
No, I've always heard about this place. I've seen people go there and all this other crap. But it's just a nice, intense road for people to, as you can see,
yeah,
go fucking shoot their shit. See what they got. I think this might be Travis. Nope, Scott Speed. See, it even ventures into Tennessee. It goes from North Carolina to Tennessee. Look at that, right there you go.
Yeah. Picnic table.
So the start, I think, is in Tennessee. I don't really know how this is going. I don't know if it starts in Tennessee or if it ends in Tennessee technically, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it starts in Tennessee. Yeah.
I think this is where this guy's starting.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think it actually, the start of it is in North Carolina. Maybe, because isn't the river the border there, or am I wrong?
Yes, I believe you're correct on that.
But, I mean, I've been showing you this stuff for, what, 2-3 days now?
Yeah.
And videos don't do anything justice of curves.
No.
How's that line look there?
Fucking intense. That, like we talked about, there's 318 curves in that 11-mile fucking radius of that line.
I mean,
line.
Look up there at the number 4, I don't know if you can see it. It's kind of tucked away.
Number 4.
And look at how it like does a boot almost.
Yeah. It looks like Italy.
So last year my dad went down here with our motorcycle club and he rode it and he goes, he's never done anything like that.
Yeah.
And he was actually kind of impressed with it, and you know, he's on a big cruiser bike, so he couldn't really have fun. Slash, apparently he hit a truck.
Oh, well, that'll happen.
Well, apparently, he boiled his brake fluid out because, you know, you need to be on your brakes in this, apparently, and he just gave a little truck a love tap. He came back and told us that. I started laughing.
That's pretty funny.
But his bike's ancient.
So, how many places in the world do you think are like this? Like, that they promote literally to be, like, an insane track?
Because there's only a handful, I think, in the world or just in the United States alone?
In the world. Because, like,
I mean, in the world, there's only a handful. Like, there's this in America. This is the number one in America.
Right.
Oh, did you see that drone?
Yeah.
Look at that. Ooh. Oh, screw that. Not in the fog morning.
Yeah. No, this is insane.
There's not a handful. I mean, then you got to get into the sketch area of, like, Gymkhana.
Mm-hmm.
Where they shut down San Francisco and do a whole thing.
He is hugging some of those ledges. Like,
I mean, yeah. Have you ever seen a Gymkhana?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'll have to show you that after this. If you think this is insane.
Yeah.
Imagine doing this through San Francisco. They shut down the city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They've had 2 or 3 of them. Ken Block, I think, ran the first two.
I know who Ken Block is.
Well, yeah. Well, Ken Block ran the first two, and then Travis Pastrana took over and did... It's somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, I like this. It shows like where he's at on the route.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that. 100. No, I'm good. I'm not dying today.
Well, he's also in a drift car.
Yeah.
People don't go out and do this.
But like...
Oh, speaking of cars, remember I was telling you a nice manual car for you? Yeah, there you go. Subaru.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of
Everybody
them.
Likes Subaru, so.
I almost got one, but they have head gasket issues, but I mean, they're easy to deal with.
Right.
Couple studs here.
So, like, is that place in Tokyo Drift a real place, or is that just fictional?
I believe it's both.
Okay.
Like, the
like, they named it fake, but it is, like, an actual place or some shit?
Yeah. I'm gonna assume it's real.
Okay. Right. Right. Because it looks very real and like it's very hard, kind of hard for
them. I'm trying to think about other like tracks like this. I mean, other than that, like a stretch of roads, you got Route 66, you know, the good old route. But, you know, that's more of just how long it is. That's what makes it famous.
Right.
As far as like places like this where they go and promote it, I don't know of any other here in America. I think one or two of them, but they're not as big.
Right.
Oh, look at that. How'd you like that? Some spurks.
Some spurks.
You know what does that, right?
Hitting the ground, right?
I mean, yes and no.
What?
So they have an under tray that's fully metal, and then they put like little plates on it for spurks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they actually have to replace those plates sometimes. But that's what they're there for.
Right.
That way you don't just bottom out and fuck your shit up like your car.
Oh, I see. So the sparks are kind of saving you from bottoming out. Okay.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there is the state line. So it literally finishes right. It's literally is in North Carolina.
Damn. Yeah, I know. I was like at the bottom of North Carolina when I lived here. I was like 3 hours away from Myrtle Beach.
Whew. My cousin lives down in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Won't ever see her kid, probably.
Yeah.
She's been to town, I think, 2-3 times with him. Haven't seen him once.
Yeah, I feel that. Like, when my brother was in the Marines, he ended up having his kid down there. He had his kid, like, maybe 2 years into the Marines, so he had to do another 2 years, I think. I might be wrong on that. I don't know. That's insane. That's an insane track, though.
It's not even a track. It's just a road.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? That's an insane road. It just got done storming its ass off. It sounds clear.
I know. I'm so glad. Okay, so here we go. Gymkhana, Kimblock. I need to show you what crazy looks like. Right here is San Francisco. 11 years ago, they did this. Shut down a whole city just for one man to just tear shit up.
So the first video we watched was a Red Bull video, just for you viewers.
This is also a...
Also a Red Bull video.
This is Kimblock. So this ain't Red Bull video. This is straight Kimblock.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Kimblock. This is Kimblock's thing.
I think it said DC.
He is sponsored by DC.
Yeah.
Just like he's also sponsored by Gymkhana Ford.
5. Ultimate Urban Playground San Francisco.
Yeah, they shut down San Francisco for him to go out and do this shit. He's also sponsored by Monster, I think, at this time.
How much money do you think it costs for them to basically rent San Francisco?
you wonder. I mean, just look how dead the city looks.
Yeah, I know. It's all the homeless. They already killed it. Fucking.
This isn't even the good Gymkhana either. I should show you Travis Pastrana's.
He looks like he's having fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's having a hell of a blast, and... Recently, his daughter did a thing up a mountain, I guess, in tribute to him.
Oh, nice.
Since he died. So, yeah. Here you go. This one was 3 years ago. This is Travis Pastrana.
Oh, he had an escort.
This is all Hoonigan stuff. I don't know. You probably heard of Hoonigan.
I've heard of Hoonigan. I don't know what this is.
It's all Hoonigan bullcrap.
Also a Subaru.
Yeah, he's sponsored by Subaru.
Subaru.
Like most of these car guys, they either go Ford or Subaru.
Sponsored by Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Yeah.
Some of the most expensive coffee I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty good. I have some.
Do you?
Yes. I got it for free, though, so.
Oh, interesting.
Travis Pastrana, boys. He knows how to drive. He knows how to ride. He knows how to do it all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's also a motorcycle rider.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the most recent one I've seen. He's also sponsored by Red Bull, if you don't see that.
Hometown Shred.
Look at that active arrow. That was sexy. See, look at the people up on the roof.
Yeah.
Here you go, right off the rip.
Ooh, ramp. Rampy boys. Over the boat.
Yeah.
Over the boat.
That's a speedboat, too.
Hoonigans. Hoonigan boat.
Dude, could you imagine doing that?
No, I couldn't.
Look at that. Over the water, even.
Dude, I can only imagine the adrenaline jump. Yeah, I know. I can only imagine the adrenaline jump. And then he's like, you know what? Let's keep going. Fuck it. He's like, that's not enough. Let's do all these edges.
With cars.
Fucking vroom, 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 vroom. under the football, hits the football.
Yeah. Wings taps the football. Look at that.
That's pretty sexy. I'm not going to lie.
The cop's just chilling. I remember when this came out in 2020. I've seen a Gymkhana before,
mm-hmm.
but not with Travis Pastrana, of course. And I tell you, he does. I mean, he's just ripping.
Oh yeah,
his foot don't come off that throttle. I tell you. And like how all the people are literally there to spectate.
Yeah, I would be if I knew about this and we were there. Fuck yeah, I would. This would be awesome like to that? See.
Oh, of course, he had the Black Rifle Company coffee guy. Yeah.
My God, dude.
That car has to be making power to be doing that.
How heavy you think that vehicle is?
Oh, it's light as shit. It's all carbon fiber body.
Right.
Here you go. Get some tandem action going on.
What the fuck?
You haven't seen nothing yet. It gets more nuts.
It looks like a pair of titties.
Oh, yeah, getting right behind him, getting some tandem going. Have you ever seen tandem drifting?
I've seen this kind of drifting. I've never seen them do it, like, side by side.
Yeah, it's called tandem.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, you got drift events where they're actually, you know, one's following and one's chasing. Or, well, I guess that would be the same, but.
Okay.
Now, right here comes the insane part, anywhere now.
Oh, my God.
That ain't nothing yet. Just wait. Oh, here you go. You know, of course, you got to have a forklift. I like how that guy just keeps a straight face.
Yeah.
Like, right there is probably one of his other cars. Right here.
No fucking way.
Yeah. He did this, and it was insane, but it was a tribute to Ken Block, because Ken Block actually ended up doing this, I think, in one of his.
Wow.
I don't think he meant to do that either, if I'm not mistaken.
That's fucking nuts, though. Literally one tire off of a dock. Like, you're three tires away from your car being in the water. Like, that's insane.
Game of chicken going on here.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Like, imagine being able to drive like that.
Oh, my God, dude. I can only imagine the adrenaline dump you have after this.
Not even. Just imagine the G-force you're experiencing.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Going under the wing. Could you... One fuck-up, though. Imagine.
Right.
Oh, here you go. Inside the hangar. This is the power of all-wheel drive donuts right there.
Dude, how dizzy do you think he is from all the donuts he's done?
You know, it amazes me on how drifters can just sit there and turn and turn and turn and turn and turn and turn. Oh, here you go.
He's done just about as much donuts as a fucking police station throughout the week.
Somewhere he's gonna like be flying and jump a road. Like, I don't think they no, they do put a jump, but he just jumps a back road.
Well, he's on the back roads now.
It's coming up.
See, that's like a fucking straight shot. So yeah. He's just zooming now. Oh my God, I love drifting like that. It's just literally when I watched Tokyo Drift for the first time, I was like, what the fuck?
It's not even real drifting, really.
I know it's not, but
here you go.
It introduced the concept to me. Then I started watching videos like this here. Hey,
look at that, going 120, 130, 144.
Oh my God.
Just wait, it gets better. Right there.
Oh my God.
150 miles an hour.
Just takes a small baby bump jump and it's at the top of a hill. So much air. Oof. I can only imagine the gut feeling you have when you're doing that.
I can only imagine how my butt's going to feel. Oh, here's the funny part. Calls his wife. Mid drift. Because I think this is his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I forgot about this part.
Is that the run?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a awesome run.
Yeah, so you can just cut it out.
I just got to.
Yeah. I like how we went from talking bikes to showing insane bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the bike thing. I'm recently going on a trip to go see this Tale of the Dragon. Well, it's not for the Tale of the Dragon, but I'm going to go ride it for once, and I can't wait.
Yeah. Because that's in North Carolina, so you're gonna go to this road. Not this one.
You see the sketch thing about it is I'm also doing it after I tune my bike.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a whole different bike.
Yeah,
let alone make it more power than what I'm even used to.
Yeah, very much so.
That's gonna be that. That's the sketchy part. But I can't wait to tune my bike, and I know you've been hearing me talk about it, and you're probably like, I don't understand what tuning is.
I mean, I know what tuning vehicles is, so I can only
assume. It's the same. It's literally the same. Like, my car, I have an ECU flash in. I just have my device in, and I flash a tune.
I don't know how to tune, or, like, I don't know what the, like,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, it's easy. You plug something in your OWB port, it communicates with your ECU, and it just...
Okay.
But to tune on it, that's a ECU flash. Plain and simple.
So, why are... Because you said that this guy knows exactly how to deal with the bike you have because people are having issues with it.
So it's not people are having issues. It's not his fault. Now, for bikes, to do an ECU flash, you got to take the ECU out and send it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just plug something in and bam.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they put it on a workbench. They got to add power to it in order to get the memory, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do that, it's like a gyro system. It all goes in a circle. The ECU is looking for all its buddies in the bike, all the safety features and everything. It's like, oh, you're there, you're there, you're there, you're there. Oh, we got the green light. We're good to go.
Okay.
And when you do that, it's not plugged into anything. So it goes, oh, you're not there, you're not there, you're not there. So he tunes it. And when people are getting them back, they're locked.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't even start the bike. Doesn't even attempt to turn over. Because it's like almost a dead ECU. But the problem is, this shit is just locked. You need to clear the codes. As soon as you clear the codes, plug your battery back in, it'll detect everything again, and half the time you're good. But people were having issues clearing the codes, apparently.
Right.
They couldn't get the codes cleared. Like this one guy I love watching, he bought a cheap tool, couldn't do it, went to Walmart or I think the AutoZone or somewhere and bought like a $200-$300 code reader, still wouldn't clear the codes. Then he brought out his $50 Bluetooth one, cleared it.
Jesus.
Yeah, he couldn't figure it out. He was actually kind of baffled.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's like you're just taking a shot in the dark on what's going to clear it and what's not.
Yeah, it's just, you know, bike manufacturers are cracking down. That way people can't.
They don't want them to tune it.
No.
Essentially.
I mean, it's just like cars. Like, you know, they're sitting here discontinuing bikes and other stuff if they don't meet emissions. And it's just a sad, sad day. Like, right here's the guy I'm taking it to, and he's doing the same exact bike.
Mm-hmm.
I basically have the same mods done to my bike as this bike has. Only this bike's a prettier version because this is the SP. I wish I could have gotten, but at the same time, was it worth $4,000 more?
Right.
I mean, the special part is you see the gold forks.
Yeah.
And in the bike community, that's a good fork brand. It really is, but is it worth it? Most people were saying no.
Yeah. I could see that. It's just like getting all these certain
brands. And it comes with the paint job.
Yeah.
Of course, this guy has a lot of extra goodies. Some of them I actually want to get for myself. Like that fender delete right there, how it says SP on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same pipe I got. Okay, so we were talking about this. I showed you this pipe at one point, I do believe. Yes?
Yes.
And I showed you the one I ended up purchasing. It was black. Which one do you think looks better?
I like the black more.
You like the black more than that silver?
Yeah.
See, you think it was worth paying an extra $100 for? Maybe two?
Look-wise, yeah. I mean,
essentially, I bought them for the same price. It's just this one right now, everywhere is on sale.
Oh, I see.
So realistically, I bought it for the same price.
Then, yeah, I mean, if you want the one that you want, but it's $200 more, it's like, well, if you can afford it, fucking get it.
Yeah.
If you want it, like.
Yeah, I have that habit. I mean, I got my car.
Yeah.
My other car.
I mean, that's why I have a PlayStation, an Xbox, and a Nintendo, a laptop, an iPad. Like, I made a lot of fucking unobedient, like, purchases.
So, you've seen under my bike before, yeah? Kind of. The big cat that consumes the entire...
Yeah, a little bit.
Lower portion of my fucking motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the same delete pipe I'm getting. It might show up here during the podcast, and you might hear me sound like a little girl opening their Christmas gifts, you know? But, yeah, look at this delete pipe. A lot lighter.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about this one is it has the resonator.
Is this dude Russian?
No.
Oh, I was just asking because the sticker sounds Russian. Akropovic or...
Oh, the exhaust. Akropovic. That's the exhaust brand. It's called Akrokovic.
Oh, okay.
Or it's also referred to as Akropovic. But the correct term or the...
Akropovic?
It's Akrokovic.
Oh, Akropovic. Okay. Are they a Russian brand?
I really don't know. Sounds Russian, so
right,
maybe?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, maybe it's German. I don't know.
It might be German even. I don't know. They're a big exhaust company. But I want to show you the first pull on this bike just to show you the dyno numbers that will be similar to mine and the reason I'm doing this.
Right.
See, what I like about this bike is he actually has the same turn signals that I got for my bike.
Mm.
But look down at the tire, below the fork. You see that little light pod?
Yeah.
Down here? What do you think of that? Adding a little auxiliary light pod a bike.
What?
So there's more light. It's just like a little LED light pod like you see on trucks and stuff.
I mean, as long as it doesn't affect the driver, I don't really see what.
I mean, it benefits the driver.
Or I don't mean that driver. I mean drivers.
Oh, other
driver.
Well, no, they're pointed down low.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy, he's kind of insane. He builds drag bikes.
So he.
That's his bike right there.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I called this guy up and he was chill. We actually had a conversation even while scheduling my crap.
Yeah.
Just look at that Willy with no Willy bar. It's kind of insane in the membrane.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's going to be the same setup my bike's going to look, but, you know, black pipe. Well, that's the delete pipe that I ordered. It has that little resonator, which I wanted because, you know, resonator will quiet it up a little bit.
Right. Okay. Well,
the one thing I like about this bike is he has all the goodies that I want to get, but don't have the money for. But clearly, this guy has money. I mean, he bought an SP.
Is he doing all this shit in his storage unit?
I don't know where he's at.
That's what that door kind of looks like, is a storage unit door.
He's at a dealership.
Yeah.
But this is a dyno room. That's kind of why it probably looks like that.
How much is one of those like the forks and stuff for the dyno tuning? Is it pretty expensive shit?
What do you mean the forks and stuff? The room or the fans and everything else? I would imagine a couple thousand.
Interesting.
He's gonna do a stock pull, which is what I want to show you because you won't be able to read the numbers a whole lot, but it's just insane. One, watching a pole in general is insane enough. Like I watched my brother's truck get dynoed and that was insane. But, you know, this is a bike, a little different. So he's just going to rev it up to the gear he wants to do the pull on, which I think is fifth is the best one to do it in. It might be the one-to-one gear.
Right.
You know, he's just getting it warmed up. That way he's not, you know, beating the absolute fuck out of it.
You said this takes like 30 minutes.
It probably takes more than that. It could take 30 minutes if he really, he knows what he's doing, so it might.
Right.
It just, every bike's different. So he'll do a stock pull just to see what the bike's doing, and then he'll adjust numbers from there, do another pull. Right. And he'll just keep doing it until he's happy.
Interesting.
So as you can tell, he's getting ready to do a run. Look how casual he just stands there.
Right.
As the bike's probably, you know, going 135, 145.
Yeah.
Well, that's all there is to it. He did a pull. He might do one more here.
That was it.
Yep, that was the baseline pull.
Jesus. Max torque. My God.
Okay, it's that line there. Just listen to what he says. So did you hear what he said?
Not getting enough fuel?
It's not that dotted line is like the, I think, the air fuel ratio.
Oh.
And anything above it means it's too lean.
Oh, okay.
So I think lean is, yeah, you're not getting enough fuel.
Right.
Look how not only it's just pure lean, but how uneven that graph is.
Mm-hmm.
That is so terrible.
Right. This motherfucker's trying to get me to get a bike.
I am. There ain't nothing more free than a bike. Like, you out riding, you feel like you're free.
I'm definitely thinking about it for sure now. Couple thousand, you know, $3,000-$4,000, I could get a decent bike.
I mean, that's where I started.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I got a deal on my bike, but that's besides the point.
But I mean, I could find one for a starter like moi and do that.
I mean, yeah, you just go down to your friendly bank, be like, I me want personal loan, please.
Well, I could also just save money up and then get a loan for like $1,000.
This is true, but I mean, the same personal loan, it ain't that bad.
No. No, it's not.
No, it's expensive, though, because then you got to buy gear. You don't want to be a squid.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here like, what's a squid?
Is it better to go just for a personal loan instead of like trying to get a loan on a bike, or is it just harder to get like a loan on a bike through a bank?
50-50. I mean, my first bike was a personal loan. Your interest rate probably won't be anywhere near what it's going to be on an actual loan.
Okay.
Because it's just a personal loan. You pull out the cash. You don't give a fuck what you do with it, and you just pay him back.
Right. Interesting. Okay.
In fact, there may not be any interest. I know they do that. Like, if you're going to go get a car from a bank, and it's like not in their year criteria, they'll just give you a personal loan instead of an automotive loan.
Interesting.
And I would almost argue a personal loan is better than an automotive loan.
Okay.
No, it all kind of just depends.
Especially if it's only like $3,000-$4,000.
That's, I mean, really, yeah, not. That ain't nothing. I mean, granted, I'm still paying on mine. It's been 2 years, though. But it's only $100.
Yeah.
A month. And it's just like, okay, I pulled out $5,000.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely looking into it now. But I definitely want, like, probably, if I'm going to go for like a $4,000 or $5,000 bike, I probably want like half of it just so I can just not worry about it. But I mean, it shouldn't take me that long to honestly save that much, as long as we don't get fucking more down days.
I mean, did you see TPM was up?
No, I did not.
TPM's up, but they're only doing 3 mods.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're only doing 3 mods?
They're only doing 3 mods, and I think they're only doing 2 volunteers in 1 mod, and then 1 volunteer in the other 2, plus the group leads.
Dumb. Sorry, we're talking work now, but I believe his package is here, so he's stepping away for a moment. We're going to be talking about a lot of, next week we're going to be talking a lot of Fallout, probably. So.
How far in are we?
Well, I'm only on episode 1 now.
You're right. You're on episode 1. Speaking of that, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because I know you went to Comic-Con
over the weekend. I did go to Comic-Con, yes.
And you got, how many people told you about it?
Oh, at least probably 8 to 10 people at Comic-Con told me about Fallout being great.
And my one friend told me about it. He goes, yeah, I'm watching Fallout. And I'm like, Fallout?
Yeah.
I thought he was playing the game. He goes, no, I'm watching it. New TV series. I go, oh. Me, personally, I'm a fan of Fallout, but I'm not the biggest fan of Fallout. So I thought, fuck it, why not give it a try? I turned that first episode on. The first, 20 minutes of it was kind of fucking like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah, it gives you like a very, like, Ex Machina kind of vibe. Like, I know we're in the future, and especially like from somebody who's played the games, I'm like, this feels a little off. But like, not in a bad way, but like in a vibe way. And then obviously we get to the Vault 32, 33 twist and all of that, like that. Spoilers for episode one.
Well, that's going to be it. My favorite part is, I mean, hey, they got their warning when we said we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
My favorite part is, it was the girl explaining, it was Lucy explaining, basically, how she's good at everything besides finding a sex partner.
Yeah, just about, yeah.
And at first, and I was just sitting there like, what the fuck?
There's definitely some funny moments in the show. I wasn't expecting it to be as funny as they're trying to quirky. Go for it. Yeah.
And it got real quirky. They're like, yeah. What's your sperm count?
Yeah. They have a lot of cousin fucking jokes.
Oh, in the beginning, just the one guy.
Yeah, just the one guy. But they make like, they bring it up like 4 or 5 different times.
Well, yeah, he wants her, man.
I know. It's hilarious.
My favorite part, he goes up, the door's not opening, maybe we should reschedule. Yeah. Vault 32.
He's sitting there just like slamming the, you know what's funny is that if they would have just done that none of that would have happened.
They would have survived.
Yeah, I know, that's the hilarious part about it now that you think about it.
Well, my question is, why does it have to be Vault 32? What about 31? Since they're now, we talked about this yesterday on how it's kind of weird on how these vaults are connected, all three of them.
Yeah, because I don't think they do that in the games. Unless they did it in Fallout 76, which I don't think they did, because Fallout 76 is like 20 years after the bombs, or 40 years. I think 76 is like one of the first games in the series.
I mean, yeah, but you didn't sit here and visit Vault 32, 33, and 31, did you?
No.
What vault were you in that game?
In 76, I don't know, because 76 is the one that's online that got really shitty. I know Fallout 3, is it 11? You might be in Vault 11. But like, I know in Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, you find a lot of different vaults in the game. I don't know about 4.
But I know there are other vaults in 4.
Yeah.
But where are you in 4, though? You're on like a whole different
4
place in America.
Fuck, I don't know where 4 is.
Because clearly Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah. Fallout 3. Man, I don't know where any of these games are now that I'm thinking about it. Because I know the show takes place in California.
No. It takes place all over. I mean,
it does.
I think it's not just California because of one part where at the end of the first episode where the one guy goes, I know where you're from, boy. You're from California.
Fallout 4 is Boston.
Oh, no, Boston.
Yeah, and then Fallout 3.
The only thing I remember from Fallout 3 was that one town with the nuke just chilling in there that you could activate.
Yeah.
Wasn't that achievement at the end? Activate it and run?
Yeah, Megaton is the name of the city.
Yeah.
Which I think is the name of the fucking...
Yeah, it was the name of the nuke.
Yeah.
And it never went off. And I'm just sitting here like, why the fuck would you make a city around the nuke?
Yeah.
Knowing some dumbass can just, whoopsies.
And Fallout 3 is DC. So, that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah. But I saw on Instagram that the games in chronological order are... Let me pull Instagram up real quick.
Instagram.
I think it's Fallout 76... Fallout 1, Fallout 2. Yeah, I could be wrong. Hold on. It's like the very first thing I have saved. So, So, Fallout 76, Fallout, Fallout Tactics, Fallout 2, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4. So literally, other like they just the most recent release is in the fucking front, and then everything else is just like chronological order. Ever since it came out.
I mean, that's what we like to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like pulling some Metal Gear shit where it's just like story jumping left and right.
Yeah, that's a special case.
Yeah. But the thing I like about Fallout is every story's different. It's just a different time in the story.
Is it different or is it the same but different?
Yes and no. Like, because they're basically...
I mean, granted, all the vaults are different.
Yeah.
But you're still just an idiot vault dweller.
Yeah.
And I like how the show highlights that so good.
Mm-hmm. They really do. The kills are so fucking sexy, honestly. Like, for a show that's not even horror.
I mean, you're in the first episode, and I mean, ingenious. She hit him upside the head with a blender, looked yes. down, seen the blades, and put the blades right in his neck, and then mm-hmm. slit his throat.
Mm-hmm.
That, like...
Well, and it, like, the glass cut up his face, too, which was, like... It looked like some fucking... I can't even remember his name. The dude from The Punisher that just gets his face shredded up.
Can we talk about just how casual it was?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Her face casual. Made no expression. The fact she just killed someone, like, mm-hmm. more confused on why they were attacking than mm-hmm. killing.
Well, and I just found it funny that, like, that happens as soon as the one dude is, like, going in through their vault and he's, like, seeing that. Like the plants are dead in there, and he's like realizing they're not who they say they are, kind of shit.
The brother going into their vault, is that yeah. what he did? I yeah. wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. He went in there, and then he saw
one dead body.
He saw one dead body missing a leg, which Caleb was like, you know, in the games, they're. Raiders are cannibals, and he's like, that dude was missing a leg, so he's like, I don't know if they're referencing that they ate his leg or what. He's like, but that dude was missing a leg, so I was like, well, I never thought about it that way.
Well, yeah, that's just the first episode. You need to get more into it to see more.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to. My mom just wants to watch it now, so I was gonna play or watch more of it this morning.
Like, I'm on episode 5 now, and oof.
Yeah.
Shit gets real.
Shit gets real.
Real quick.
Okay. We're definitely going to be talking more about this soon. Fucking... I loved the first episode. The first episode was fucking gnarly, though.
And that's just the first one. It literally has just been getting better and better and better and better.
I know who... Like, Walton Goggins, the guy who plays the ghoul, I've seen him in other shit, and he's such a good actor. He fucking nails that ghoul part down.
One of the funny part, how weird is it to play an actor? When you're an actor.
Oh, yeah. It's probably weird.
Like, I can only imagine. Like, you're playing an actor in a movie or a show, but you're the actor playing an actor. It's like a banker almost being a banker in a movie.
Right. Sorry, I'm texting Michaela because she's like, is everything okay? Fucking dumb.
What the hell did you do now?
Well, I she messaged me and
did
I read
just go
her
beep,
messages.
Beep out the Jeep?
No, she messaged me and I read her messages, and then I just never messaged back because we were in the middle of the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know.
You're in the doghouse now, bud. Coincidentally, look up on the screen. Look what's on sale. Just added.
Oh, Black Desert?
No.
Oh, Fallout 76. Yeah. That's hilarious. do, 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 do.
I mean, I can go get the baby if you wanted some music. Oh, wow. They're doing a whole franchise sale. Oh, here you go. The whole franchise bundle. $55. Look at that.
Oh, the Fallout bundle. Yeah. See, you can actually play Fallout 1 and 2.
See, look at that. Fallout. All of them. For VR. Fallout VR. Mm-hmm. For VR. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't either.
Yeah, you can get literally all
of it. Oh, that comes
it.
With all the DLC and stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it comes with everything.
Yeah, see, I've never played Fallout or Fallout 2 because, or Fallout Tactics, because they're very, like, over-the-top, like, defense-building games, kind of, for some shit.
I mean, for $55, you get...
No, I mean, it's a good fucking deal. Don't get me wrong.
You get a shit ton of crap. You get all DLC and everything.
That's the issue with Steam, is that they have so many fucking good deals, you won't play half the games you buy.
I mean, do you really play half the games you buy now?
No, you're right on that. I mean, I play them, I just don't beat them. That's the issue.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
There's so many fucking games, too, now.
I mean, like, what is Black Ops 3?
Dude, I have Black Ops 3 on my Xbox, and main reason...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know, Uno. Uno doesn't work on consoles, dude. Uno, at least on Xbox. I bought it for like $2.99, and literally, it dashboards you every time you start the game. It's so dumb. So many people complain about it. Ubisoft, I'm calling you out. Fix your fucking game. If you're going to keep it on the market to sell...
They won't, trust me.
Oh, I know they won't. I'm just calling them out because they're cunts. Ubisoft, you hear me? You're cunts. But yeah. So we won't ever get sponsored by Ubisoft now. So that's cool. But
like I wanted their sponsor. Come on now.
Huh?
Like I actually wanted their fucking sponsor.
Right. Fucking the only games I've played of theirs recently that I actually enjoyed is the Star Wars games. And that's barely theirs. They're just the publisher. It's
I didn't realize I could get... all the Assassin's Creed games on here, too. For cheap.
Yeah.
Even 3. Remastered, even.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, when the hell did they do that?
They did that a couple years ago, 2019.
For what, the PS4?
That's what it says. Huh?
For the PS4?
No, for the new consoles. I think... Maybe it's PS4. I don't know. Yeah, it might be PS4, now that you say that.
I don't know. I just was telling you the other day that like, I kind of want to download my Ezio edition and play it.
Yeah.
But here, I mean, shit, $5 for 2
mm-hmm.
and Brotherhood and $6 for Revelations. Even the first game is $5.
Do they not have the Ezio collection on this?
Probably not, but I mean, right here's the games.
Yeah.
All 3 of them, same shit.
Well, Assassin's Creed 2 is one of my favorite games of all time. And then Assassin's Creed 3, or not 3, but Brotherhood.
Right, a whole bundle for $336.
Yeah, but every game. Every single game. Probably every single DLC. Because the newer games have these like $15, $20 DLCs now.
Yeah, I don't think I ever buy a newer Assassin's Creed game.
My favorite Assassin's Creed game of the newer ones is Syndicate, and that came out in 2015. So
that was the last good one. Newer.
Yes,
I did have it. I did not play through it all the way because
I loved it. Ending is a little bit rough, but I love the DLC because the DLC is Jack the Ripper, and it's very interesting. I love it when they take historical killers and they're like, "Hey, this is our story now."
Honestly, I think 3 was my favorite.
I never played 3. I want to. I'm probably going to on stream once I start streaming. I want to play the Ezio collection again on stream too and some stuff like that. A lot of the games I play on my stream are going to be just chillaxing games so I can just kind of sit and like chat. I'm not going to sit there and play my Elden Ring and stuff like that when I'm streaming because I don't want to fucking rage on stream.
You don't want to rage on stream or it's more like you don't want to go beep. Beep every other word.
Oh, I won't mute myself. Fucking freedom of speech, cocksuckers.
Yeah, that goes out the window when you stream, though.
Yeah, and that's very true. Well, I would never say I would never say the N-word or anything like that. So you know, is your package here? No, you're just waiting.
I was doing that because of what you just said.
Oh,
I have no fucks.
Yeah, I swear
hold
like
hold
a
on. Can we talk about the fact I went over there, put my cup down, turned the coffee maker on, and then it lit a pot or hit a button to turn it fucking on?
Yeah. Huh. That's hilarious. But yeah, in my opinion, Syndicate's probably one of my like favorites of the newer ones. And I would even say it probably might be my favorite. But Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood are close right after that. What you doing there, guy? Oh. But, yeah, so Assassin's Creed 3 is on my stream list. I have so many games on my stream list now, actually, because I want to play Outer Worlds, all the Assassin's Creed games of the older years, and I have a shit ton of games, dude. Fucking the Bioshock series I'd love to play through again, even though I think I just played through Bioshock 2 earlier this year. Like, maybe a month after my dad passed away, I was just playing through games I loved.
I think I might throw this controller out the window.
Yeah.
I just went to play PlayStation, turn it on to see what I got.
Fucking, I haven't turned my PlayStation on in a couple of days because of me trying to beat Liza P.
You keep telling me about this and never seen the game at all.
It's a fucking great game, dude. It's also beautiful. Like,
Do I have access?
Access.
Yes, I do. They're connected.
Okay. But, the game is like... Basically, Oh, you're playing?
Apparently.
Interesting.
No, I want to load my library up, so I... That's interesting.
What?
They changed the cover photo for
Destiny. Oh. Huh. Yeah. They,
Here we go. My collection. When did I get that game?
That's a great fucking game.
I know. I watched a playthrough. I loved it.
I got a bad ending. Did not mean to. On Detroit Become Human, by the way. Forgot to mention the game.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Ezio Collection, fucking, it's a great game.
Might as well download it.
The Ezio games are my.
I mean, yeah. Who can hate Ezio? Out of the Torre de Firenze. Don't mind my fucking Spanish. El de Torre. Yeah, El de Torre.
Auditore.
Oh, right here is Syndicate.
Auditore. Yeah.
I knew I had Syndicate. It. I might download it and try to play through it again.
Syndicate, yeah, Syndicate's one of my faves. That's the DLC, the Jack the Ripper DLC.
Apparently, I have some add-ons already.
I think they just made it free after a little while because they were like, you know.
Well, no, this one I already have. See, purchased.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting.
Then Unity.
Yeah, I heard Unity got better after because I played
Unity was good.
Well, I played it when it first came out and it had all those bugs. And then I got rid of it and because I had it physically because it came out back when physical games were still a thing. And I just never played it again.
People speak too, I want to say they speak too roughly on new games that have bugs because, I mean, shit, it's a new fucking game. Get over it.
Well, it was also like, I think the Xbox One had just come out, actually, now that I think about it. So it was like 2014. And I don't know. It just didn't seem like it was doing well at the time. So I just got rid of it. And then I heard like a couple months later, it got better and better after the bugs got fixed.
Well, I mean, my issue there is it says Xbox. So right there is one problem.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, have you ever played any of the Monster World Hunters?
I've played Monster Hunter... the newer one.
This one here?
No, not... There's another one called Monster Hunter Rise, I think.
Oh, yeah, that is new, yeah.
Yeah, I played that with Adam a little bit, one of the dudes from work. But I the game's very grindy, and I was like, you know, it just wasn't my cup of tea. I don't mind grindy games. Like, I like Destiny and stuff like that. But there's just some grindy games that I'm just not a big fan of, and that was one of them. Code Vein.
I don't even know what this is.
Got a vein on my cack. I don't know. That's one of those games that I've heard of, but I absolutely know nothing about. Ugh!
Yeah, no.
Oh, damn, we're at 50 minutes already.
I can't wait to play through the Yetsio collection again. And then it almost makes me want to go buy three just to play that again.
Yeah. Like a year ago, I replayed the newest Infamous game, and I kind of want to sit down and replay the old Infamous games.
Oh, the old one? I mean, yeah, yeah. It's been a while since I touched Second Son.
Because I know that the older ones are better than the newer one. Well, like, in terms of story. I also didn't play the first Light DLC until after I beat
Second Son. And it appears I was correct. It was, well, apparently you get it with the extra edition.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
But it was for PS4, not 5.
Yeah. Yeah, so Assassin's Creed 3 was for PS4. Came out in 2019, so like the year
before. I mean, coincidentally, I just happen to know where my PS3 version is.
Yeah. I really enjoyed... the reason I didn't play 3 is because I thought it was like 4. Because I didn't find... I didn't play... any of the newer Assassin's Creed games.
What do you mean, 4?
So, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Well, 3 came out before 4.
I know, but I didn't... By the time the Ezio collection was done, like, once Revelations was done, I kind of quit Assassin's Creed because I was like, I feel like they can't do anything better after Ezio. And then I didn't play 3. And then I attempted to play 4, but I didn't like the Navy system in 4.
Oh.
I hated the boat system.
Oh, no. Like, one-third of the game was the boat.
See, but there's all these upgrades for the boat, so I thought it was going to be a major thing.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was going to be...
You thought it wasn't. It's just like, haha, no.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't want this to be a majority of the game. So I was like, this just ain't for me. So I just quit playing Assassin's Creed 4. I think I got to like synchronization chapter 3 or whatever. And then I just quit. But Assassin's Creed 2 is my favorite one, I think. Just for the story of Ezio, and you see literally his transformation into like a young playboy into a fucking assassin.
When did they add this?
Ever since they've done the Ezio collection.
Oh, wow.
Those are like videos. That Assassin's Creed Embers is like a short movie. And then same thing with Lineage. Kind of shows you...
the basics.
Well, it's mainly Ezio. That it's like, well, look, it's Ezio's story.
Oh, it's installing. I like how it does this timeline thing. I forgot it does this.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I want to go back and play through, I want to go back and play through Syndicate and the Ezio collection on stream, I'll probably play 3 in Unity at some point. But yeah, that'll be one of my,
it looks so terrible.
One of my goals.
The load screens in this game look so terrible. I forgot how bad they are.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed 2 came out, I want to say, 08, 09. So
I remember my friend got me hooked on the first one. I tried playing the first one, hated life.
Yeah.
The Altair Storm. Yeah, I'm good on that. Man, just look at the options. Look at this. Option menu.
Yeah, I know. 3 options. Subtitles, display, subtitle language, and spoken language. Yeah, what a fucking way to go about it. Oh, it downloaded that quickly? Damn.
PS5. Yeah, no, I did not like the first game, though. I was good on that. It was too clunky. But yeah. I think that was a common problem with that one back even then. I forgot. I'm not on that.
What?
Sitting there hitting the volume button on my keyboard to lower my key volume.
So have you ever noticed there's, it almost seems like there's some corresponding
events that happen between all the games
mm-hmm.
that kind of like they either didn't, they overlooked, and it just seems like it kind of like counteracts some of the things that happened in one game to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I forget, in this game, Desmond is still with Abstergo, or does he leave? Has he left already?
So I believe at the very beginning of this game, you leave Abstergo.
Is it this game or Brotherhood?
It could be Brotherhood. It could be Brotherhood. I know in one of them you leave. It's either this one or Brotherhood, but I think it's...
No, it is this one. Or yeah. No, it is Brotherhood. Because you're in Da France in the back of a truck. In an animus.
Yeah. But I think you might leave... You might do it at the very end of this game, and then Brotherhood is like the beginning of you being by yourself. Or it might be the beginning of Brotherhood you leave. It's one of the two.
No, it is this game.
Yeah, because you're leaving now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the blood.
Yeah.
I forget how to run. Can we pause for a moment and listen to the baby?
It's fucking hilarious. So we covered motorcycles, Fallout, and Assassin's Creed this episode.
All over, but that's what you get. With hey. Two dumbasses.
Well, our first episode was like the Baltimore Bridge.
Oh, hey, look at this. Look at this blood.
Yeah, I know. Blood on. Blood off.
Wait, hold on. If I turn blood off. It lied. There's still blood on her.
I know. That's hilarious.
I'm horrified now. I'm horrified. Mm. I don't know how to get on with life.
Fucking hilarious. Well... We're not at quite an hour, but we're at 58 minutes, so I don't really care. This is...
Oh, no, 2 minutes.
I know.
No, get over it. Just put some music somewhere.
Yeah. Fucking just take the We're Not Gonna Take It from Twisted Sister that was playing earlier and put it there. No. That's probably literally the only episode of the... Or part of the episode I'll have to cut out.
I don't even have to cut it out.
Might not, because it only played for a couple seconds. I don't even think it picked it up
because it's our...
Well, I was looking at the thing. It spiked a little bit. It probably picked it up, but not great quality. But it's not going to be hard to edit out. And I think that's going to be literally the only thing I have to. So, but okay. We will talk at you next week. Probably a lot about more Fallout. That'll probably be the majority of the episode.
And probably motorcycles.
And motorcycles, I mean, probably. Well,
maybe not. That'll probably be next month when I actually get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, the tuning.
Yeah, it's a month out. You had a long month, wait list.
Yeah. So, we will talk at you later. Welcome, or thank you for listening to episode 4.
Yeah, welcome back, yeah.
Welcome back. We'll see you in episode 5 next week. Bye-bye.